ವಿಷಾವಹೈತಿ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ ತತ್ಸತ್. ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಸೊ ಸ್ಥೂಲ ಶರೀರ, ವಾಟ್ ಡಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಮೀನ್? ಸೀ ದ ಪ್ರಿವಿಯಸ್ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್, ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ನೌ ಟಾಕ್ಡ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ದಿ ಆತ್ಮ. ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಅನ್ ಐಡಿಯಾ ಅಬೌಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಆತ್ಮ. ನೌ ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೇನ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸ್ಥೂಲ ಶರೀರಂ, ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮ ಶರೀರಂ, ಕಾರಣ ಶರೀರ. ಸ್ಥೂಲ ಶರೀರಂ ಕಿಂ ಇಸ್ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಕ್ವೆಶನ್ ಹಿ ಆಸ್ಕ್. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸ್ಥೂಲ ಶರೀರಂ? ಕಿಂ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ಸ್ಥೂಲ ಶರೀರಂ ಕಿಂ? ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಗ್ರಾಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ? ಸ್ಥೂಲ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಗ್ರಾಸ್, ಶರೀರ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ. ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಶರೀರಂ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಶ್ರ, ಶ್ರ, ವಿಚ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಶಾಟರ್ಡ್, ವಿಚ್ ದಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಾಯ್ಡ್. ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಶರೀರಂ ಈಸ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಕಾಲ್ ಶ್ರ, ವಿಚ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ವಿಚ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ which is destroyed, which will be destroyed, which will get shattered. That's why it's called a shariram, in some way or the other. So sthulaha is called a gross body. And he says, how is this made of? Panchikritam pancha mahabhutaihi kritam satkarma janyam. First line. ಪಂಚೀಕೃತಂ ಪಂಚ ಮಹಾಭೂತೈ ಕೃತಂ ಸತ್ಕರ್ಮ ಜನ್ಯಂ. ಸೊ ಪಂಚೀಕೃತ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೇಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಪಂಚ ಮಹಾಭೂತೈ, ಫೈವ್ ಎಲಿಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್. ದಿಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಇಸ್ ಮೇಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಫೈವ್ ಎಲಿಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್, ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ದಿ ಅರ್ಥ್, ವಾಟರ್, ಫೈರ್, ವಿಂಡ್ and space, the five elements. Panchikritam ma pancha mahabhutaihi. And how does it come, this body? How does it come? Kritam, this originates by satkarma, by your good karma. You get a human body, you get a gross body out of your satkarma, good karmas. And janyam means born. This gets birth, or you get a physical body, the body takes birth because of the satkarma. Satkarma is coming from where? From your previous karmas. In your previous karma, if you had done good things, if you had deserved a human body, you will be getting this body. If you had done lots of papams, you will be getting a body of an animal, because even animal also, there are lots of varieties are there. Animal means like you can be the lowliest of the animals also. Even the human body also can be from a highly intellectual, you know, sannyasi to a person who is a shudraha, who is actually a very, very lowly person who doesn't know anything. He is an ignorant person. He can be a criminal also. He also has got a human body. He is also called a human being. He is also made of panchikrita, pancha mahabhutaihi. Yet, there is a difference between a sannyasi or a jnani or a munihi compared to a criminal person, correct? Because of his what? Satkarmaha. So if you do satkarmaha, which is the good karma in this janma, you will be guaranteed to get a better life, better human life. There is absolutely no doubt about it. But if you waste this human life in pursuit of other things, and not use the life for actually what is meant for, then it is possible that you will not be given another opportunity to do this. Possible. You may be demoted in terms also, and that will not give you an opportunity to learn further. So, in the Gita also we saw before that once Krishna says, once you come into this track, I will not let you down. I will make sure that you progress, you are connected with the right people, and your mind becomes sattvic slowly, slowly. But you must make effort. if you don't make effort, and if you just want something, you know, dramatic to happen, it will not happen. So one has to make effort, and that's what it says here, that this satkarma janyam, satkarmaha also, is an effort you have made. It's an effort which is born out of good karma. So what does this body do? Sukha dukkha adi bhoga ayatanam. So the body which you are getting is actually is a counter or is a place or an abode of ayatanam, means an abode or a dwelling for sukham dukkham adi. So you get pain and pleasure in the body, right? See, our body always goes through pain and pleasure. There's not a single moment when there is some problem or the other. Someday you'll be very, very fine. Someday you'll be very, very sharp. Someday you'll be dull. You feel tired. Your legs are aching. Your body is aching. You just feel not good at all. Some days you feel charged, electrically charged. You want to be, can do everything. You can even climb Mount Everest if you want to. Because we feel on top of the world sometimes. That's the nature of the body. So this satkarma janyam, which is the body which is born out of good karmas, is ayatanam or a dwelling or a vehicle for enjoying what? Sukham and dukkham adihi. Bhogam. So bhogam means enjoying. Bhokta is enjoying. And what do you enjoy? Sukham and dukkham. You enjoys pleasure and pain. And this is called a shariram asti. This is called a shariram. Shariram asti. Next line if you see. Shariram asti jayate vartate. So this shariram asti means this is called a shariraha or the body. What does it do with the body? What happens to the body? First it comes, jayate. So jayate means it first comes into existence out of birth. So your parents, our parents are given birth to us, body comes into existence out of satkarma. So you get born in a good family, then vartate, grows. From a small baby, you know, in the womb, it comes out. And then over a period of within 1 year, you'll see the child putting on, you know, extra flesh. It starts to talk, blabber. It starts to, you know, you enjoy. It grows. It grows rapidly. From, you would not even imagine that 1 year ago, this child was inside a womb, not even knowing anything about it. And now this child is outside, drawing attention from everybody, making life miserable for everybody because they can't sleep. When a child is born, naturally your sleep is lost. Because it will wake up at middle of the night, it will ask you to play in the middle of the night, you will be working the whole day, you can't sleep at night. These are some problems. And the child grows, so vardhate. So vardhate means it is growing. Then, viparinimataha means that which is actually changes. So now the body, after growing, it goes to changes. So what are the changes? From a small child, from balya, you become to yavana. Okay. You from a small stage, from balya, you become a kumara, which is, you know, the young boy stage, kumara. Kaumar, which is. Then you become a little bit into yavanam stage, which is a teenager stage. Okay. So between 0 to 25 is called, you know, the balya, 25 to 50, the young age, you call them. Then the jara stage starts, which is 50 onwards, you become older. You cannot see things. The distance actually goes wider and wider. Right? You cannot see a book at all. You have to see a book like this. You cannot see, like, you have to use a glass. You have to have a reading glass. Lots of problems are there. You cannot hear. You have a hearing aid. You cannot walk. You need a walking stick. All these things are upadhis, the body problem. The body actually goes through, undergoes change. So from jayate, vartate, viparani mataha, which is, it actually undergoes change. Then what? Apikshiyate. Apikshya, apakshiyate means it actually deteriorates. It actually starts to deteriorate. So once you grow more than 50, 55 or 60, you will see that you will start to, your body doesn't, is not holding up very well. You cannot say that you are always healthy. It will start to decay. Some parts of the body will not work. It will stop functioning. You will have this problem, that problem, sugar problem, diabetic problem, headache problem will be there. You cannot walk. You will have, you know, kaal valikku, nadakka mudiyadhu. So many things are there. Upadhis are, so many upadravams are there in the body. So everything which is born goes through these changes. Even a plant also, when it grows, when you put a seed there, first it's a small sprout. Then it becomes a big, slightly bigger plant giving some flowers. Then becomes a bigger tree. You enjoy the fruits. Then the tree also, after some time, it starts to decay because it has got life of its own. Then it starts, you know, not giving flowers or fruits. It gets diseased, you know, because of, you know, fungus and everything else. The tree starts to fall down, it starts to get rotten, and then one day the tree falls. You just push a tree, one day it will just fall. Right. So this is quite natural. And then what? Vinashyati. This perishes. Vinashyati means this perishes. So after getting older and older and older, one day this body will perish, will go to dust or ashes. So jayate, vartate, viparinimate, apikshate, vinashyati, asti jayate, vartate, viparinimate, apikshate, vinashyati, four. So exist, correct? Exist first. Yes. Six. Asti, first one. Asti means existing. Exists first. See, something has to exist first for it to be born, right? It cannot be born or something. So, asti, maybe I didn't tell you before. Asti is the first one, existing. Then, jayate, from the existing one, it actually takes birth. So, from the seed is just existing, right? It's inside the soil. From a seed, it starts to germinate, and then you say jayate, it comes out. Then vartate, it grows. Then viparinamataha, which is, it undergoes changes. It starts to flower, it gets leaves, it gets branches. You see changes every day. Then apakshiyate, it means it actually deteriorates. And then vinashyati, one day, you know, the plant itself dies. We see the plant every day. What we learn from that? Just like these people which are there outside, the plant, trees, everything which is there, they are all going to go one day. Because we are also part of the same nature. There's nothing, we are not different. Our body is made of five elements. The five elements which are there are also not going to be there forever. They said that in the Upanishad, the Akashaha is last to disappear. Because that's one which will not get polluted easily. Everything will get polluted easily. Right. See, the earth, the wind can get polluted, water will get polluted, fire will also go one day. The last to go will be the Akasha. So in the order, there's also an order of destruction, how it is going to go also. So, Shad Vikara means, Shad means six. Vikara means these six different divisions which are there. Vikara, six different divisions. Etat Stula Sharira. It is called the Stula Sharira. So, the gross body which is there, which is made of five elements, Panchikrita Pancha Mahabhutaihi Kritam, which is made of, which comes out of what? Satkarma Janyam, which is born out of Satkarmaha, good karma, which is from your previous janmas, which you get a human body. And the human body is supposed to be a place, an abode, ayatanam, a bhoga ayatanam, forward enjoyment of what? Sukham and dukkham. Sukha, dukkha, adi, bhoga, ayatanam, sharira. It's called sharira. Then it says, this body is asti. It exists first in some form. It exists as a seed form or exists in some form, in somewhere. And then, in the case of, you know, the tree, it looks like a seed. In case of, you know, the man and woman, the semen and everything is there. Same as it is, correct. It's actually existing in the same manner. Then, jayate, it actually takes birth through the union of that. Then, vardate, it actually grows. Then, undergoes change. Apakshiyate, deteriorates. Then, vinishes. So, six states of are there, which is common in every living being. Any living being you see, anything which is there, it will have the six stages. And because we are also part of the nature, we are not exception to this. So we have to understand this very clearly. That's what it says here. Stula Shariram is going to go one day. So Shad Vikaraha Etat Stula Shariram. This is called a Stula Shariram. Is it clear? Arun, clear? See, the way it describes here is, if you look at our five elements, the shape of the body is made of apaha or water. Somebody will say that I am fat, I am thin, and everybody has got different, you know, features. The body shape is dependent upon the number, amount of water in the body. As long as the water is there in the body, you will find everything is running perfectly. That's why when you see get older, your skin starts to shrink, your bones start to come out, because the water actually is actually not there in the body anymore. Even though you are drinking water, the water doesn't stay in the body anymore, because it just goes out in some form or the other. Because the other parts of the body aren't working. They are not able to pump, work at a capacity which is for working before. So naturally, you know, you cannot drink more water, the body eventually will actually wither. You see a person when he was born, a young person, and then when he dies, you will see him grow half in weight sometimes. You will see that he has got no weight at all. Some people die at a young age. Yes.
In chapter 2, verse 13, this is described.
Correct. Six stages, correct. Correct. It's described as well, correct. Chapter 2.
Yeah. Chapter 2, verse 13.
Correct. So, what it tells you is, like, this food, the water which you got in the body determines your shape of the apaha. So, you got a shape like this or whatever it is, you will see that if the water is there. If your water is not there, it's going to go. Likewise, the fire in the body also is chapter 4, verse 25. We saw Brahma Panam Brahma Habihi Brahma Agno Brahma Nahutam Brahma Ivatena Kantavyam Brahma Karma Samadhinaha. So when we say Brahma Panam Brahma Habihi, means the food, the body inside is a fire. You put anything there. You can eat naan, you can put garlic naan, you put garlic bread, whatever you put, everything gets dissolved. Because it has got a capacity to burn any energy. How do you get energy? Because there is a heat inside the body which is able to burn everything, and then, you know, you are able to get energy to run, to do this. That's why we offer this prayer called Brahmarpanam Brahma Havi. Havis means, like, you know, Havis means this food is actually going into my fire, into my own belly, which is the fire inside the body. And I'm offering the eating, you know, I'm the eater and the eaten. I'm also the food also, which is there. So everything is there. See the beauty of this. When you chant a mantra, you say that I'm the eater. am the eater. I am also the annam also. So three. So you three don't separate it. He says, I am everything. So there's no third person. I am offering anything to you. The food I am eating is mine. The process of food, you know, is mine. And also the eater also is that. I am the person, everything. So Brahma Arpanam Brahma Havihi Brahma Agno. Agno means the fire. Agni. Brahman Ahutam. I am actually offering that into my fire. So the fire which is there in the body also constitutes one of the elements of the body. So we got two elements. Then there's space. Because we occupy space. Our body has got certain akara, some space, some shape is there. So naturally we have to occupy some space. We cannot say that we'll be hanging like a Trishanku somewhere there. Even Trishanku also will be occupying space also, because he's also hanging somewhere there. See, Trishanku's story also is a very funny story, because Trishanku wanted to go to Devaloka. He was actually one of the saints who was doing a very kator yajna, and he says, I will send you to Devaloka. Devaloka people said that I won't accept it because he is not fit to come to Devaloka. But he says, because I'm tapas, I will go to Devaloka. So this the Rishi Vishwamitra, he says, I will send you to Devaloka with respect to what Devata says. So I'm Brahma Rishi, I got this power. So he does tapas and he sends him to Devaloka. So he travels to Devaloka with his body. Because see, Trishanku wanted to go to Devaloka with his physical body to enjoy Menaka and Urushi dancing there and have somapan and everything. What Devaloka said, you cannot come with this body, you have to come with celestial Gandharva body only. You cannot come with a physical body, you have to discard your physical body on the ground, and you are happy to come in some other form, I'll take you. But Trishanku says, no, I will come in my own body only, and I will make sure that I'll go there. So he tells Vishwamitra. Vishwamitra says, I will actually take a challenge and I will challenge Devas. So Vishwamitra does the yajna and he throws him out in the Devaloka. Devaloka sends him back. Vishwamitra's power sends him back again. Eventually what happens, nobody wins and Trishanku is hanging in the middle. That's why he says, for example, Trishanku means neither here nor there, because he is neither belong to Bhuloka nor to the Devaloka. He is in the middle. Because of what is Ankara, that he didn't want to let go of his physical body. He wanted to go with the physical body to some other place. It's not possible, because this Stula Shariram has to be discarded here only. It cannot go. So that is why the space is there important, and we occupy certain space. Then the air or the prana is important. So all the five different types, right? Prana, vyana, udana, apana, samana, right? We have five different types. Right? So the prana is also important. So if the prana is not there, then nothing will be functioning. You can have everything functioning properly. You can have, you know, the body will be there, everything will be there. The prana is not there, then the person is declared dead. Sometimes in Tamil we say, prana vaangra appadina. We say that. Prana vaangi thulaikkaran appadina. Because prana vangi tolakram means that prana means that prana is very important, because you don't want somebody to take your prana out. That's why you say prana vangraya brahma, means frustration. Because that meaning is that the prana is so important that without the prana, nothing else functions. In the Mundaka Upanishad, there's actually a very famous mantra where the pancha elements are there. They're all discussing among themselves to Brahma, saying, look, we are all important, and each person says, I am important. If water is not there, nothing will function. So, you know, I said, so I am very important. Then the fire says, if I am not there, there is no energy. So everybody, all the elements which are there in the body, they all start to show their ego. The prana is sitting there watching there. He says to Brahma, look, you know, whoever goes first, and due to the reason of the body, other people cannot function without him, that person will win. So the prana says, I'm going to go first. So the prana first leaves. All other people cannot operate, because without the prana, nothing, you cannot breathe. How can you breathe if there's no air to breathe in the body? Nothing will run, your blood won't circulate, your water won't get digested, your fire won't be there, nothing will be there, correct? So naturally, the prana was the important one, and everybody surrendered to the prana, saying, look, I understand now your importance. Everything is happening in your presence. If your prana is not there, then everything is gone. So the prana is very important. So this Pancha Mahabhuta, which you talked about, like, you know, it's very important. From a conceptual point of view, we are understand that we are actually made of these five elements. And the combination is what you call, depending upon what we are made of. The combination can be like, you know, we'll have more water, more fire energy, depending upon how people are made. So it is not that everybody will have the same proportion. If you go to the physics also, they are talking about what you call this elemental theory. It is made of elements. They will give you, you know, a molecular weight of each element, right? They will give you P2 or whatever, H2 or something. There's a weight for that. Because now they are coming out of the system, and then they are discussing the elemental model, which is outside of the system. But again, they are also just the same thing. They have to give you weights to determine which is heavier, which is lighter, right? So this is called the Stula Sharidam, or the gross body, which is there. And the gross body is supposed to be definitely going to go back to the five elements. There's no doubt about it. So there is absolutely no point in, you know, beautifying or, you know, doing things, you know, spending more time on it when you know for sure that this, whatever you cannot catch up. You can say, I will dye my hair. I will actually do this. I will actually go to the beautician. I will actually do all these things. You will keep on doing. The more you fight, the more it's going to get it's a problematic. Rather, why do you waste time on those kind of things? See, the question we ask is, why do you waste time on things which is going to change? If you are think you are going to lose hair, so be it. You're going to get older, so be it. Age gracefully. See, people age gracefully because they become wiser. They do not actually try to change the nature. Whereas now, if you go to developed countries, they have Botox injections. They have, you know, they have a lot of things to do to make it younger. They will put some injection somewhere here in the forehead. And somehow, you know, this all these things become, you know, all the year this all go away. They look younger, no surgery, plastic surgery, lots of things that make beautiful. So beautification is important. But what it says here, that understand that don't spend too much time on it, because you cannot catch up with the degeneration process. It is going to come one day. Come what may, you will actually become old one day. You cannot say that I'll be younger all the time. You can, at 85 years of age, you cannot wear a wig and go around. People can spot you very clearly. You may think that you are not noticeable. Other people can think that they can notice you. They know you are dyeing your hair. They know that you are like this. Because they can make out about the age of the person. How can the person be like this forever? You cannot. It is against the real nature. Right. So that is called as the Stula Sharidam. Okay. Next he goes to talk about the Sukshma Sharidam. See, Sukshmaha means that which cannot be seen, is hidden or secretive. Sukshma means very, very, very deceptive. You cannot see it. You cannot actually make out what it is. You can know it is there, but you cannot actually check anything there. That's called a sukshma. So sukshma shariram kim is a question being asked. Then it says here, apanchikrita pancha mahabhutaihi, apanchikrita pancha mahabhutaihi kritam satkarma janyam sukha. First line. Have you got a text in front of you? Have you got a text? You got a text, right? So, apanchi krita pancha mahabhutaihi kritam satkarma janyam sukha. First line. So apanchi kritaha means that which is not made of the five elements, gross elements. Apanchi kritaha. See, panchi kritaha means what? Five elements, five gross elements. Now this sukshma sharira is actually not the five gross elements. Apanchi kritaha. It is not the gross elements, the gross body. It is not that. So apanchi, a means you negate. Apanchi kritaha. Right? Pancha mahabhutaihi. Then kritam satkarma janyam. So this is still made of, this is still born of the satkarma. So the sukshma also is getting born due to the good karma which you done in the past. Just like the stula sharinam also, this sukshma also comes along with it. It is born due to the good karma and the body. It has got this ability to get attached to this kind of, you know, thoughts, the actions which you do, everything. Then, sukha dukkha adi bhoga sadhanam. See, previous verse was seva ayatam. Sukha dukkha bhoga ayatanam means abode of pain and pleasure. Abode means this body withstands pain and pleasure. It is supposed to be a place for sustaining this body, pain and pleasure. Ayatanam. Now he talks about here, sukha dukkha adi bhoga sadhanam means an instrument. So the sukshma sharira, what does it do? It is an instrument of enjoyment. It is an instrument for enjoyment by which the body, you enjoy the body enjoys this. See, you need something to enjoy, right? You need an instrument. If you want to have pain, you'd have to take a needle and prick yourself, right? Then only you'll feel the pain. You cannot say that I'm in pain. Someone has to prick you with the pin, then only you'll know that you are in pain. So the sadhana is actually the needle. So you need an instrument. So the upadharma karanam also for the is something is required. Upadhi is required. So this sukshma sarinam which is there, this acts actually instrument of bhogam, sukham, dukkham, bhogam. It actually allows you to enjoy. It's like a, I used to tell you before, these are like the reporters. The reporters called, they just go and report things. Their job is to go out and see things. They go and find out information. And they'll come and report back. And depending upon what you see and what you hear, what you touch, what you feel, you get pleasure and pain. If you go and, you know, touch a cactus, you're going to get pain. Because it's immediately, because this finger is going to go and touch a cactus, you're going to get immediate pain. The body tells you, I'm in pain. Right? You feel the pain. So what does the body do? This pancha indriyas, karma indriyas, they just go and touch it. You go and touch a feather, you'll feel very comfortable, very sukham. So dukkham and sukham both are actually only felt by this hand, right? By eyes also. You see good things, you feel good about it. You see very torturous things, people getting, you know, some people get, you know, pleasure out of it. I do not, when I see somebody getting tortured or somebody going through physical torture, I feel very sorry for them because it is a way of, you know, expressing their own feelings. But you feel like, you know, how much pain they'll be going through that. To withstand it. So their body pain may not be there. They would have surpassed the body pain at some point of time. But initially there will be body pain. Imagine that, for example, you know, if you keep pricking needle every time, a diabetic person, you keep on pricking, you know, needle, first time it will pain. And then after some time, you know, it becomes a routine thing. You don't feel the pain anymore because you got used to it. But as a person, you're seeing the person getting pricked, you'll feel the pain. You'll feel very sad about it. My God, how do you bear this? Because you yourself have not gone through that, other person has gone through the pain. So for him, it is okay, him or her. But for us who has not gone through that, it's a difficult experience for us. Right? So apanchikrita pancha mahabhutaihi. Kritam means this is coming out kritam. Satkarma janyam, born out of good karmas. Sukha dukkha bhoga sadhana. So the sadhana means the instruments which are there, or means of enjoyment for sukham and dukkham. What are these? Pancha jnana indriyani. So pancha jnana indriyani, karma indriyani. Correct, we saw this. And pancha prana. So pancha jnana indriyani is the first one, jnana indriyas. Which is the what are these jnana indriyas? You know, the organs of, you know, the sense of touch, sense of hearing, all the senses, the power of seeing, the power of hearing. Right? They are actually the organs of perception. They are the jnana indriyas. Then pancha karma indriya. So you do actions with the five indriyas. So first of all, there is a Golakam, which is your physical eye, which is there. Then there is a power which behind that, which is the senses. That which has got a power to reflect. That's what the piece in jnana indriyas. Then karma indriyas are actually the physical organs of action. Then these five pranas, pancha prana adayaha, means adi, means pancha prana means five different pranas are there. Then manaha, manascha ekam. Then buddhihi, buddhischai kaivam. So basically it's got five jnanendriyas, five karmendriyas, pancha pranaha 15, manaha buddhi 17. Right. Sapta dasha. Saptaha means 7. And dashaha means 10. So 10 plus 7 is 17. Sapta dashaha means 17. Pancha jnana indriyas, pancha karma indriyas, pancha pranaha, manaha and buddhi. 17. So 17 becomes called Sapta Dashaha. 17. Sapta means 7, Dashaha means 10. So 10 plus 7, 17. Sapta Dashaha means 17. So 17 Kalabihi. Yat Tishtati Tasmat Sukshma Sharira. This is called the Sukshma Sharira. Saha means all to put together. The Saha means like, you know, all this 517 put together. Yat Tishtati means this is what is called Tat Sukshma Shariram. See, basically, Sukshma means that which you cannot see. If I tell you, for example, energy is something which you cannot see, but you have energy. You feel that you are energetic. But can you see, can you tell how it is produced? You don't know, because it is just your energetic. Like, you know, the power to light the bulb. It is sukshma. I know that there is energy there, but I can't see it. I only see it when I put the switch on and the bulb comes on, then light is radiant. But there's a lot of things like the filament is there. The filament has got the capacity to burn. And the filament has to be, you know, connected to the power source. And the power has to have energy. So many things are there in the play. Then only the light comes on. Likewise also, our body also has got this weird connection of the pranas. The pancha prana is important. Without the prana, nothing will work. So we got this, you know, inhaling, exhaling, procreating, recreating, all those things which are there. Like, so we have got this pancha pranas which are there, which does this job. Then the pancha karma indriyas are there, which is the five organs of actions which are there. Then pancha jnana indriyas, the five senses of action, of organs, which is there. The power to see, the power to hear, the power to touch. All those things are there, the five organs of, you know. See, sukshma, that's why it's called sukshma, because we cannot see anything. We cannot, we don't know how it operates. We know that it is there, but we don't know how it operates. We cannot go inside the body and look ourselves and tell that, okay, because of this only is working like this. See, the Upanishad doesn't want to go into this. There's a separate science called biology, or, you know, people are there who do this kind of work. Like the doctor is there to do, tell you about how this ball works. For the Upanishad, we are interested only in what, knowing the tattva. We want to know, okay, there is a body like this. There is a pancha prana, there is pancha karma indriyas, jnana indriyas, and they all act together, including the manaha and the buddhi. See, the manas and the buddhi is separate, because the manas is a desire. See, the manas is called a desire. So you want to do, you want this, or you don't want this. So desire is always in the manas. We always say Tamil, manasadana vendikre, manasadana vendo. We always say, right? Manasla nari asharuk. Why do we say buddhi nari asharuk? We don't say that, right? We never say buddhi la asharuk. We always say manasla nari asharuk. Nari asharuk, nari asharuk. My heart, there's a lot of desire. Why? You never say that my mind has got a lot of desire. Because it is natural, that's the way we associate. So your manaha, which is there, has got a lot of desires. But the buddhi thinks which desire to implement, not to implement. Depending upon the state of your mind. If your mind is sattvic, you will be implementing sattvic things. If you are rajasic mind, then the desire to sleep also will be implemented rajasic thought. If you are going to be tamasic, which is going to be very, very dull, not doing anything, don't want to do anything at all, then the mind also becomes tamasic at that time. Because nothing is connected, everything is connected. See, even in sports also, everything works in a synchronization. Our body cannot work in opposite direction. If you try to say, for example, I'm going to walk forward and backward, it cannot possible. You have to only walk forward or backward. You cannot say one leg is going to go forward, one leg will go backward, and I'll actually move across. It's not possible. You have to go in one direction only, where the body takes you, or the momentum takes you. Then you have to come back or walk sideways or this way, that way. So the whole Srishti, the whole creation, you know, is done such a way that there's a way of order. Everything is there. And the Sukshma also is given to you depending upon the karma. Like, you cannot have a human body and you can have a karma of a frog or of a tiger or a lion. You can have only a sukshma of a human mind, of a human person. See, a frog, if it is born as a frog, it will have a sukshma of its own, of a frog mentality only. You cannot be able to say that the frog will have a sukshma shariram of a human being. It's not practically possible, because it doesn't work with that. So depending upon the body you take, the sukshma also comes with that. That's why when you say that when the body leaves, the sukshma also leaves along with that. Because you cannot say the sukshma is going to stay here for without the body. It has got no place of existence, right? For the sukshma to reflect, it needs a body. Then only it will be able to function. If the body is not there, sukshma also leaves. That's why it says here that the karma, that's why it says in this verse, it is the same thing as satkarma janyam. See, satkarma janyam is common for both, for the gross body and sukshma sharam also, because these two can't be separated. They come. If you have got a human body in a particular order, you will be given the same, you know, K capabilities, organs of action, mind, everything, which will help you to do that. You cannot live what you call like a frog mentality in the human mind. It's not possible. You cannot. You'll be croaking otherwise. That's why, you know, it's not very beautiful to look at, you know, how this text is analyzed. It tells you how you are made up of this. Why you behave like this. See, it's a psychology. If I say, for example, you know, I am able to sing well, because of the satkarma, for example, you have done in the past, somewhere, some you have done this. Naturally, you have been given the ability of that, the capacity to do this very well. Not everybody can do that. Like Natarajan cannot sing, I cannot sing. Uma cannot sing, you can sing. Because you have done something special in the past. And I have done something special in my past for which I can teach these things. So everybody is different in every way, correct? But every one of us has got a sukshma associated with what the person has done. So maybe in my past janma, I would have been something else, probably. And maybe it has been ordained that I should do this. So I'm doing that. So what it says here, the sukshma shariram also is born because of karma. If you do bad karma, naturally you will get a bad body and then satkarma also will come along with that, because that will determine your body also. That's why when you say here that the sukshma actually travels and it looks for the body which is suitable for it to be reborn. When the person is dead, the sukshma sharanam also travels, because subtle, all the vasanas, everything gets taken away. The vasanas, they travel, but it is not known to you, because nobody can see this sukshma going out, mind going out, the prana going out, nobody can see anything. But you know that when a person is born in some other place, he or she is able to shine because his purva samskaras are there and his vasanas, his sukshma, everything is traveled and has gone in another form. And it has taken janma because of satkarma janma. Correct? So satkarma janma, the body, and the sukshmam, they are tied together. Is it clear to Natarajan? So, apanchi krita pancha maha bhutaihi kritam satkarma janyam sukha dukkha bhoga sadhanam, instrument of enjoyment. What are they? Pancha jnana indriyani, pancha karma indriyani, pancha pranaha, manaha, buddhihi. They are called what? Sapta dasha kalabihi. Means with this kala means like, you know, kalabihi means abides, or this is abiding. Kalabihi means abides. Sapta dasha kalabihi means this 17 things are abiding in the sukshma sharira. 17 things. Saha means all these things put together. So saha means all these 17 put together. Tishtati exists in what? Sukshma shariram is what is said here. Any questions on this, Natarajan, Uma, anything? You are clear, Arun? Okay. See, next we are going to discuss about this Pancha Jnana Indriyas. Now we are going to talk about, he has given Pancha Jnana Indriyas, Pancha Karma Indriyas and Pancha Prana. Now he is going to talk about each of them individually and says what are the things, what does he mean by this? See, that's why Tattva Bodha is very good, because it gives you the fundamental basis of everything. Thereafter, Bhagavad Gita becomes jujubi. Easy. But I started Bhagavad Gita because, you know, I introduced the concept of Tattva Bodha already in the topic. So wherever possible, I introduce this concepts in the class itself. So now for you, for most people like Natarajan, Arun, even for Uma, there might be repetition also. There might be something which would have struck to you. Oh, this talks about Pancha Pranaha, Karmendriya, Brahma, Brahma, Prambrahma, so being different things we have talked about. So there we elaborated on different things in different aspects. So Tattva Bodha now actually is trying to consolidate, put together, okay, look, this is how the human body is. This is how it functions. This is the power of seeing. This is the power of touch. This is the power of, this is a Sukshma travels. What is Sukshma means? Right? And then now you've got a better idea about rebirth and everything else. See, previously you had a question about rebirth. Rebirth means what happens, what has happened to the body? Body, what happens, happens. So now he tells you here that the Sukshma and the Stulam, they bond together. So thereby, what does it infer? That the Sukshma, what you generate now, will go to determine your next birth. If your vasanas are not in the right direction, it is going to give you a better birth next time. See, there is definitely birth for us. Don't even think that we are all going to be amar. We are all mortals, will be there. Only thing, some people will get born 10 times, some will go only 5 times. Maybe 100 times, maybe 200 times, depending upon how that person matures. See, next Janma, we don't know whether we will be studying also. We don't know. But what it tells you is that there is a fair probability that if you study Shastram this Janma, every probability is that you will be just advancing from this time to something else. Maybe you will become teacher. Maybe you'll become, you know, a jnani, and you'll be a recluse. You'll be just, you know, enjoying yourself, reveling in knowledge. And one fine day you'll get moksha where you realize then you'll be free from this body, this samsara, cognitively. So till first time, we are going to be there. So what it tells here is that there's a message between the two things, that your birth is depending upon your karma, number one. What you do. Second thing is, whatever vasanas which are there, which you developed in this Janma also, will travel with you in the next Janma. So it is very important for us to know these two things very clearly. But they are tied together. You cannot say that, okay, look, I've done all good karmas, but I'd like to be born as a Dhirubhai Ambani. You cannot, because that Ambani vasana is different from your Sakti vasana. You cannot. These two are different things. You're comparing apple and orange. So what you do, good karma, and what your vasanas are there, is going to determine your next path, guaranteed. If a person is actually a bhogayatana, enjoyment, this is prime. Life is for enjoyment. I come here in the morning, have coffee in the morning, get up, watch TV, go to office, come and, you know, have a party, socialize, go to nightclub, discos, weekend parties, you know, all life is, this is, you know, holidays. If this is what is the life of the person, then he will be born in the same capacity to enjoy more, because his or her enjoyment is not finished yet, because the person has left halfway without seeing the world, because he says, no, my God, I have not seen US at all. I have not gone to this country at all. I have not gone to this place. I have to go and enjoy more. So to enjoy that vasana, which is hidden, because see, you got the senses, right? You are visualizing things. You want to go there. And halfway you decide to leave because your body is not there. Your karma is finished for that life. So actually there is another body waiting for you. So the Sukshma actually what it does, it carries impressions from this Janma. Okay, this person wanted to visit this place. He is not able to visit this place. My God, it's a papam for me. So he says, I'll give you another body. You go and enjoy. So this person gets another body. He continues from where he left. He goes and enjoys that place. Then it travels another place. So it keeps on traveling like this. And one day he'll get tired, he or she will get tired when he will come to Shastra. That's the time for him from Shuklambhadram will start, from Aumli will start. So his study starts from that Shuklambhadram, Vishnu, Sashivar, Matundas. Till this time he has not started anything at all. All are zero, bhujan. Because all the other things which he are chasing, they're all going to give him only one thing which is going to bring him back forever, forever. One may say, how do you know that I'm going to come back? Because it's guaranteed, everybody is going to come back. Only thing is, see, how does a person say, I don't come back? Because cognitively the person says, I don't have a karma to do. I do not have anything to do with this. And that knowledge will come only by Shastram study only. Nobody will tell you. Tomorrow you cannot just get up and say, I'm not a doer. How will you know you're not a doer? When you don't know what is Atma, what is Sura Sariram, what is Karana Sariram, what is Sukshma Shariram? how they're connected to this. You don't know anything about it. How can you just get up in the morning and say, I'm a jnani now, I will not do this? You cannot. Because it is like, you know, one person from 10th standard, he says, I would like to discover, you know, Albert Einstein. And I know. How can he know? Because he has not gone to study for it. He's not a born genius. See, even Albert Einstein also has gone through several janmas to come to the level only. He has not become an overnight scientist in this janma. He has been doing that for several janmas before. And this janma, you know, he happened to be producing that because it was an opportune time for it. Like the tree gives you fruit after several years. You cannot say that, for example, that tree has suddenly given fruit. You know that 7 years I have been watering this plant. I have been putting fertilizer 7 years every day in this plant. And I see this growing every day. I cut the leaves, I trim it, I do take care of it like a baby, and today I see the fruits. The tree cannot say that, you know, oh my God, I am producing fruit today. Actually, it is your own effort. Right? So what it tells you is these things which you learn. See, what it tells you Vedanta Shastra, it gives you a very clear picture as to how things operate and how practical it is, how impractical it is, how ignorantly we are following things. So the person who is able to understand this very clearly by deducing these things, he or she is in a better position than other people. They are taking a head start. Like, in a relay match. So you're already in the third session. Other people are yet to even start. So that's the message which I see in these two verses. The Stula Shariram and the Sushma Shariram, they are connected together. But one is seen and other is unseen. You cannot experience it. You can only know through your mind and buddhi and the sense of organs and jnana indriya that it is working. The moment it stops, you pretty much, what they say, doctor comes and checks your body, right? They check what you call like the body is active. So they first check, you know, your prana first. They check the eyes first, right? They put torch and say, is there activity? They first wake you up, push you up, you don't wake up. Then they put torch in your eyes and say, if there's movement in your eyes, pupil is blinking or not, there's enough light, there's water in your eyes, there's nothing there. Then next, what do? They touch your prana and see whether it is there or not, right? Then they declare you dead, because if there's no prana flowing, you declare dead. But you don't know. The prana is left, can anybody see? The person next to you, doctor only can check and tell you, right? Doctor even cannot tell you when the prana left. Neither any of us can see. That's called sukshma. Sukshma by this skill, because it is so rahasyam that we don't even know when this will operate. So till we have got all the running functions are there, we should make use of this time to better ourselves, because we don't know when will be our last breath. And we don't know what are things we have got, unaccomplished tasks are there, which will make us next Janma to complete and complete it in next Janma also. So the farther we get ahead, it's a quicker thing for us to get forward next Janma. And then, you know, maybe 10 more births, 5 more births, we are there. Maybe. We don't know. So the next class, we'll discuss this Panchanya Indriyas, their function in presiding deities. So we have, you know, the different devatas which are there for different, you know, pancha jnana indriyas. So we are going to talk about what each of them does, who is a presiding deity, and why we worship those things. Like, you know, we worship the eyes, right? We worship the ears. And the Sandhyavandanam we have, right? Keshava, Narayana, Madhava, Govinda, Vishnu, Madhusudana, Trivikrama, Vamana, Sridhara, Rishikesha, Padmanabha, Dhamodara. Each and every part of the body, Lord resides. So there's a devata which is sitting inside each other part of the body, and the Tattvabodha is going to reveal what is that residing each part of the body, and why we should revere them, and why we should keep these things clean. Because there's devata sitting inside there. There's a power there. That's why you have to keep our body clean. The body is a place for enjoyment, yes. There's also a place where our own power, you know, the Dehi resides. And for that, we have to have Saucham, everything is very important. Is it clear? So we'll stop the class here and then we'll continue in the next Bhagavad Gita class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.